Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
I have a question for you.
Great.
I was going to ask Wells earlier today, and I totally forgot. But then I was thinking about it before I jumped on here, and I was like, you know what? I can ask Tizzle this question.
Well, what is it?
I would just like to know, what is it like to not bleed from your vagina every month and have two full days a month where you feel like absolute dog shit? What is it like to not have to do that?
Absolutely freaking awesome.
It's Wait, so no. not fair.
What did you ask me again? Exactly.
I said, what is it like to not have 2 days of every single month where you feel like absolute dog shit while you bleed from your vagina?
It is fabulous. I mean, honestly, there is not a lot that's... Honestly, I'm going to stop saying this about being old because not everyone gets to get old, you know? And that's like, true. I kind of am starting to feel like, who has been telling me this? Who is the rational one in this relationship? Dominic.
Me?
Oh, no.
You're talking about me.
Dominic always goes, darling, stop it. We are so lucky we get to grow old. Like, we hope we get to. It's like, and it is true. Like, this is probably the happiest I've ever been in my life. And I think that's a lot to do. Yes. I think that's a lot to do with it. It took me a long, 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 long time to come into my own to where, like, I would speak up. You know what I mean? Like, I was just someone that would just sweep anything under the rug just to make sure everybody was happy and getting along. And I just never really spoke my true feelings. And even at a restaurant, like, I wouldn't even send something back if it wasn't right. You know, like, I was just so that person. And I'm just so different now. And I think they're just has brought so much more of a confidence and this ability to, like, just not to communicate. And I've never been a good communicator either. And I really, truly think a lot of times that comes with age and just like actually really knowing who you are and what you want. And I just feel like it's a time, instead of thinking aging is bad, to go, oh, these are the years that I get to live with such freedom. You know, there's just this freedom that comes with age. And, but anyway, that's how I'm feeling. But usually there's such a negative spin put on it, but the number one best thing is not bleeding from your vagina.
It is the worst thing in the whole universe.
It's like the worst. And your stomach hurts and you just don't feel great and you're moody and it's just awful.
Like, my back hurts worse than my stomach, but like, it's just all the things.
Yeah.
And did I tell you that? So for those that don't know, I give hormones to my horse Star because she's the absolute devil if she's not on them. So she gets these hormones called Regimate, and it says in the bottle, like, do not get this on your hands, blah, blah, blah. And I accidentally got like a teeny tiny little baby bit on my hands the other day. And I was like, oh, like, I wonder what this is going to do to me. My period was 20 days late.
That's not
from
good.
From touching that. Isn't that crazy? I touched it just like a little bit, washed my hands immediately after, like immediately,
oh,
and 20 days late. And I just feel like it's worse than normal because I did got that, you know what I mean? Got that stuff in my
system. Well, speaking of hormones, we've talked about that, Mon. if you are, there are any new stoners to this conversation, we talk about Tisha's hormones and how that I had zero.
Yes, we do.
Like, not even joking, like, percentage, zero. And so I haven't had my blood taken since I've been taking this. It's not a synthetic hormone. It is, I don't know what it is. It's a natural hormone of some sort. And it's a cream and you rub it on the inside of your arm or your thigh. And I'm almost out of the first bottle. And here's the thing.
Do you feel different?
I don't think so. I don't. I maybe have more energy, which I'll definitely need. But like, I don't think so. I don't think I feel any different. Yeah.
Is that a good, I think that's a good thing, maybe.
I think it's a great good thing because then I'm not going to take it because I'm really not stoked about putting something into my body. Like, I'd just rather not.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder where it comes from.
I don't love know. That. I need to research a little bit.
But, although, I did tell you I was listening to Dax Shepard's podcast last week because he had Matthew McConaughey on, and they were talking about Dax. I think was the one saying that he's been on hormones for quite some time. Like, I feel like this is a pretty common thing.
Oh, like testosterone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most men, like after 40, their doctor usually recommends it.
Yeah. He was talking about it, but he noticed a big difference.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He said he had way more energy and definitely like felt way more like creative again and like wanted to do things and mm-hmm. just felt like his old self of like, you know, wanting to be part of things and not just like sit around and do nothing kind of thing.
Like an old man thing.
Yeah. And then McConaughey was talking about some like miracle thing he was doing for his hair. And I was like, I need that at 35. I need whatever the miracle is for hair.
PRP.
I know it was something else.
Huh. Well, let's be honest.
I'm going to need to listen back.
If you go back to Matthew in his like 20s till now, I'm pretty sure there's a lot been happening up there. If you do a side by side.
I know is I want whatever Matthew McConaughey is drinking, taking, doing. I think he's so incredible.
Well, guess what I'm drinking, thinking, tanking? Marijuana. And if you really want to feel difference, like a real difference, like I'm not suggesting it because that's illegal, but
right.
This is me. I'm not suggesting. But anyway,
too good.
My point is I have felt absolutely no change on hormones and I don't think I should take them anymore.
I mean, I guess not.
I'm on enough chemicals with my Lexapro and I have to take that. I mean, that's not optional.
No.
So anyway, what else you been doing?
It's been crazy here for the past few days. I mean, you know this already, I'll let the stoners know. One of my horses was sick over the weekend. I did post a little story about it, but only like I think horse people kind of knew what I meant by colic, that Ever was colicking. But I basically slept in a barn for the past two nights because my horse Ever was colicking, which it's really not anything like when babies colic. It's totally different. And just to put it simply, horses can't throw up the way we can or dogs or other animals. So when their stomachs get upset, it like somehow gets into their intestines and makes their intestines twist because they can't throw up. And then when they get uncomfortable, they lay down and roll around and it twists their intestines. And if you let them do that the intestines get to an extent where you can't get them untangled, then that you have to put them down. Like it's a very common thing, but it's also a very like deadly thing if you don't catch it quick. So when I noticed Ever wasn't feeling well, I just immediately kind of jumped into colic protocol and stayed in the barn with her pretty much all night the first night. And then the past two nights when I have gone to sleep, I've set an alarm for every 2 hours to look at my Ring camera because I have a Ring camera on her stall. Every 2 hours I woke up both nights, last night and night before last, just to see like that she was standing up or, you know, didn't seem odd so that I didn't need to rush her to the emergency vet. So I've been doing that. And then today I kind of got back a little bit to normal. But my mom's friend Gabby, who just bought a place here in Nashville, sent a couple of her horses to Tennessee. And they were supposed to give me like a 2-day heads up on when these horses were going to arrive. Well, I got a text message this morning that said, the horses are 30 minutes out.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, cool. Great heads up. So Summer and I have been scrambling all day to get these horses delivered and settled in and moved around and get everything that they need. So it's just been crazy over here.
Okay. Let's go back to the colic part. So What if horses are in the wild?
So it's a great question. I mean, I'm sure many of them do die from colic in the wild, I would guess. But I also kind of have a weird theory that to me, and listen, I'm not an expert, and thankfully I actually have not personally had to deal with much colic with my horses, so I don't have a ton of experience with it. However, a couple of the things that horses do when they do start colicking right are stop moving and lay down, which are two things they're not supposed to do. And the first thing you do is get them up and moving. So I would think that horses that are out in the wild and moving around more than stalled horses don't colic as often. Like it's probably not as common.
I would think that too.
Yeah. But I'm sure it does happen. And when it does, it's, you know.
Right. I was just thinking like, I wonder how much that happens in the wild, because that seems like it would happen all the time. But I think you're right.
Yes.
I think because they're constantly moving.
They're constantly moving. So, for instance, like in theory, and again, I have no idea, but in theory, I would think if a horse was laying down in colicky and the rest of the herd started to move on, that horse would absolutely get up and move on. They would not stay there alone.
That's what I think.
Unless they were literally like on, you know, at the on their last moments or whatever.
Right.
But if it was mild colic, which is what happened with Ever, and a herd of horses left, she would follow.
Their last moments.
And then she'd be good. In their last moment. I was trying to think of like a less morbid way to say it.
Oh my gosh, you are too funny. In their last moment.
I cannot. All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled NutrafoL.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
Oh my gosh, now your other sister's texting me.
How do you deal? I smoke weed. I already know the answer to that.
That is the answer.
I know.
Anyway, can we really quickly get into some off limits?
I would love to. Are you caught up on Love is Blind?
So I am just...
You're not.
No, not completely. I'm just too... I cannot believe that Kwame, and if you guys have not, do not know about weddings yet, do not listen to what I'm going to say.
Mom, I think if people watch Love is Blind, they've at least caught up to weddings.
But did it just come out like yesterday?
No. Oh, what? The wedding episode came out Friday.
Oh,
today's
okay.
Monday.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
I cannot believe Kwame said yes.
Dude, well, at the reunion, they still together.
Wow. I was shocked.
And that's a year. It's been a year since they filmed that show. So this reunion show is 1 year later.
Are you for real?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I cannot wait to go watch. So first of all, I mean, leading into it, I just don't understand. Like, I just could not believe the things that she would say to him. And that he got, I'm just in shock. I thought he was scared out of his mind.
For sure.
So did they just play it like that, you think?
I have no idea. The red flag to me with Kwame, and I just, this is all, I see all this on TikTok. There's no real validity to any of this. But you know, the sleuths on TikTok have posted content of Kwame on other reality shows. Like at least one, if not multiple other reality shows. And I do know that the process to sign up for a lot of these, like Love is Blind, The Mole, 20-somethings, like all those Netflix reality shows, when you sign up to do those, it's one portal and you click which reality shows you would be interested in doing. And some people check all of them. So it's not like you really are signing up for just Love is Blind for the most part. Most people are submitting their application and saying, I'd be willing to do Love is Blind, The Mole, 20, whatever their, you know, fits their personality or whatever.
That is literally
and
wild.
So if he has signed up to do a bunch of these, it just means he wants to be on television and not get married, which would make sense of why he was so squirrely about actually getting married to someone like Chelsea who's serious about it.
Yes.
So I don't know, like maybe he just came around. Like I truly don't know. I'm shocked too that they're still together.
Oh my gosh, shocked. Okay, well, I'm going to go watch anyway, but just tell me, does Tiffany and
Brett,
what happened?
Yes, they're still together. So Yay. Here's the thing, and you're the only person that doesn't know this, but the reunion last night was supposed to be live, and everybody was having trouble streaming the live show. Like, for the most part, it just wasn't coming on at all. Then I think it eventually came on late, but people were, like, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and then there's the whole, like, well, Succession's about to come on at 9 and I'm going to watch Succession before I'm going to watch Love is Blind. And so it was like a whole thing. And I think a lot of people had trouble watching it, including me. And I just somehow caught like the last 15 minutes of it. So I really actually don't even know yet what happened on the live reunion. But what I do know is that, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it and you do want to wait, maybe skip ahead 60 seconds. But Chelsea and Kwame still together. Brett and Tiff still together. Zach and Bliss still together.
That's what I figured.
And Jackie and Josh are apparently still to frickin' together. They weren't at the live reunion, but they called in on some video chat just to talk to Nick Lachey's wife. And
wow.
I don't know. And then poor Marshall was there at the live reunion, obviously by himself, and had to like watch this video of Jackie like talking shit about him. And he was like mortified by some of the things she was saying.
That is so sad.
Vanessa. She like said to Marshall, like, all right, you know, like obviously it'd be better if this was like a two-sided conversation and she was here, but she's not. So what would you like to say to Jackie if she was sitting right here? And he said, you know what? I would just say, like, please just let it go. Like, let it go. You move on. You do you. I'm going to move on. I have moved on. I'm going to do me. Like, let it go. Like, quit saying shit. You know what I mean?
Seriously. She was terrible.
I know. And then the part I really wanted to hear and didn't, that I missed, was the drama with Micah and Paul. I feel like it's the juiciest of all of it. You saw their wedding, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
What do you mean? It's on the episode.
I know, but I was the only got to Kwame and then we had to jump on.
Oh, I thought you finished the ep.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to let you watch it because no, it is
just
juicy.
Tell me. Just tell me.
No, you have to watch. It's like you can't even explain it.
Really? Do they get married?
I mean, all I can... No. He dumps her at the altar, basically.
Thank
and she's
you,
devastated.
Lord.
But there's all... I don't... You know what? I said this earlier on YFT. I think Paul had us fooled.
I
kind of think he's the bad guy here. Yeah, you gotta watch and see what everyone's saying. All of TikTok is up in arms because apparently everyone thinks he smacked one of the bridesmaids' asses on the way out the door. And that bridesmaid was like smiling at him while Micah was sobbing in the bridal room after he dumped her. And like they had like a weird interaction when he left. And then all these people have posted on TikTok that he's following her on Instagram and following other bridesmaids and liking their photos and like doing some scandalous shit.
That is wild. But here's what I do know is she's in love with Kwame anyway.
Well, I don't know if she is anymore, but she definitely had, I think, more of a connection with him than Paul, for sure.
Totally. Totally.
And I feel like I thought their lifestyles matched up better
than
her and Paul and
him and Chelsea.
I think
Kwame would have been better with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And honestly, Chelsea might have been okay with Paul. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. And then they did bring up too. Do you remember when they were in Mexico? Do you remember Irina trying to flirt with Paul, and he was kind of flirting back with her?
Totally.
I'm telling you, I don't know if he is as goody two shoes as we thought.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And you think Micah was all in?
I don't know. I think she was one foot in for sure.
Yeah.
But I think either way, I think even if you're not all in, to be dumped at the altar on television is a terrible feeling. Like, I think she was devastated. Even if that relationship hadn't lasted or whatever wasn't right, I still understand being hurt. Because
Absolutely.
Even if I didn't like somebody and that happened to me, I would have been devastated.
Awful.
And just embarrassed, you know?
So embarrassing. But I guess you know that you can handle it because you sign up for it, because you don't ever
know.
I mean,
that's the show.
You know? Yep.
Yeah.
So, well, let's, off of that subject, I'm so obsessed with this Netflix show called Bad Sisters. And if you guys have not watched it, you have to start. It is so good.
Okay, what's it about? I've never seen it.
It is about these five sisters, and they all live like in the same little area, and they're still all very, very close. And one of their sisters is married to just like the biggest prick of all times, and they all call him the prick. And so when the show opens, he is like in a casket in their living room, dead. And they're having the funeral service at the house and all the food and all the stuff and like a celebration. But he is in the casket in the living room. And that's how the show starts. And then it's like 6 months before. And I can't tell a lot about it, but the other sisters hate him so much. So you can kind of imagine what happens, that the sisters know he's like, because he is so horrible to her, to the wife, and to the little girl. Like, it is so disgusting. And so it just shows all of their backstories leading up to that moment.
What's the age range here?
I would think 30 to 50.
Okay, interesting.
Uh-huh.
What about the last thing he told me? Have you started that?
Well, did I...
I already know. I wanted the rights to that book, and Reese stole it from me.
She already had it. Same things with Daisy Jones and the Six. Already had
it. Yeah.
That this one I fell in love with. I wanted it so bad that she has done such a great job. It is so freaking good. It is basically about this couple that are married, and he has a daughter. And, you know, the daughter, like, she's fine with it, but she's not close to this woman at all. Like, she still resents her because she thinks that he'd still be married to her mom. So she just is very cold with her. But, you know, she, because she's married to the dad, she just is, tries really hard. But the girl is just so horrible to her. And all of a sudden, oh, I don't want to tell any, it's so good. That
don't ruin it.
Yes. Okay. I can't ruin it. But anyway, her husband and the girl's dad ends up being missing. And the whole thing is them trying to figure out why he would do this and why he would leave. And so the two of them start trying to figure it out together. Actually, the wife is trying to figure it out, but then she has to take the girl with her at all times because the little girl, like, is freaking devastated. And so that's their bonding, is them searching for him. It is freaking awesome.
Okay, I don't, it might be because I've been so exhausted the past 2 days, but I've had to rewatch the first episode twice and I still haven't finished it.
Are you for real?
But I think it's because I've been so tired because, you know, the guy that plays her husband is Jaime Lannister from Game of Thrones. Love him so much.
Okay.
Yeah. And I haven't seen him in anything else except Game of Thrones. So I like him in this role a lot.
I mean, he's not in that much.
I know,
it.
He's not really. Yeah. I know, he's not really in a lot. But, of, I mean, but he, episode one, he made an appearance or two. Does. And I was like, yeah.
And I love Jennifer Garner in this.
How many episodes have you watched?
3, I think.
Okay. You've made a good dent.
Uh-huh. And also, I've read the script, so I already know what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't tell me. Don't ruin.
I'm not. But I still am watching it. It's so good.
I will say, I know you stopped watching Grey's Anatomy years ago, right? Or did you ever really watch Grey's Anatomy?
I did.
I was ready to throw in the towel when Meredith left.
Yeah.
But on nights where I haven't had anything to watch, I have been keeping up with the new episodes. And you know what? It's actually still holding me. And I feel like they've kind of gone back to their original formula of it being a lot about the interns, that group of interns and their relationships with each other and like more about them than it is all the attendings and everybody.
That's cool.
Which I actually, I think that's what we all liked about Grey's Anatomy in the beginning was that group of interns and their stories and their relationships, or whatever. And so I kind of like that they're going back to that. And I actually really like the group of interns. And yeah, it's kind of got me hooked again. So honestly, I still need more Scott Speedman, though, Grey's Anatomy.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, come on. He's Dr. Marsh. He's the eye candy of the show.
Oh, I've stopped watching before him, I think.
He's the new McDreamy, you know?
Oh, God. McDreamy was so good. It was just
will never be another McDreamy.
No. But I will say, I think Grey's Anatomy, like, checks so many boxes. And I just love and soapy dramas. And, you just can't go wrong with Grey's Anatomy.
I know, it's just true. Juicy. I hope it goes forever.
Me too.
It is juicy. All right, Stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the Stoners about Mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it. and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. All right, well, should we get into some DRMTs?
I would love to do some DRMTs.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Maggie Jo. I am asking if, after your mama died, if you had any weird moments where you think you might have saw her or smelled her. I just recently lost one of my very close friends, and I've been seeing his face in the mirror in the fog after I've had a shower, and it's been the strangest experience. And then the other day, I swear he was behind me, and I'm not that much of a spiritual person, but I'm kind of starting to turn into one now, I think. So I'm wondering if you have ever experienced that, or if you've ever sensed that your mama's around you. Anyway, I love the podcast. I love listening to fellow country pumpkins just rambling on about fried food and their crazy family. Anyway, God bless you all and take care. Bye-bye.
Her accent is so good.
If I saw Mammy standing behind me, I would not be.
I don't know. If you were stoned enough, you might really like it.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, maybe.
Honestly, last night, my back, first of all, yes, stoners, I have been in pain for an entire week. My back went out like I do that sometimes. And literally was walking.
You're doing that more often than not these days.
No, I haven't been to the acupuncturist since the end of 2021. Anyway. So I was already hurting. And then like not before last, I was like 90% back, and I'm laying in bed, and this bug, like a big round hard shell bug, all of a sudden just flew and landed on my arm. I dove out of the bed so far, and like literally you don't understand like how I like dove out of the bed into the floor and was just like screaming. And I literally not only re-injured my back, but like it was just, Bran, it was not okay.
That's hilarious.
That wasn't a spirit, that was a bug. But
I was gonna say, what does this have to do with her question? Anything?
Okay, well, it just had to do with like if a bug lands on my arm and I'm diving out of the bed. If I see Mammy at the end of the bed.
Okay. All joking aside, I do feel like there have been some times where you've gotten a little emotional and saying like you feel like mom's here.
Okay. Number one. Okay. So literally after, it was right after mom's funeral, probably that same evening. I almost think it was the exact same evening. And it was during COVID. And so you could only have like just our family members at the funeral. So you could only have like six people there. And so when we got back home, my friend Dave came over and my friend Juliana came over. And we had this like altar set up for mom, like everybody that sent flowers. I have this huge console. And so we had all the flowers on it and pictures of my mom. And I had candles lit and the lights were out. And it was just this big thing to mom. And I'm just sitting there and I'm kind of zoning out because it was just so overwhelming the whole day. And all of a sudden, where the altar is with all the lights out, all of a sudden the lights just come on. And I'm like, did you guys see that? And they were like, yes. And I'm like, that is so weird. And they were like, it is so weird. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm all weird. So I went to go turn the light out. And I literally turn the light out, go sit back down. It comes back on. And I'm like, this is insane. This. And I go back over to shut it off. And it just would not shut off. And it finally like turned itself off like 4 hours later. And I was like, okay, out of everywhere in the entire house, the spotlight can light right above Mammy's altar is doing that. Not my bedroom, not the guest room, not the living room, like literally above the altar. And I just knew it was Mom. Then 2 days later, me and Molly are in my guest house and I cannot remember what we were doing, but we were over there working on lawns for something, or we were working. And there was this jam box sitting on, that is definitely not mine. It was this old jam box. And it literally was like plugged in, but it was not on at all. And so me and Molly were just there talking in the quiet. And all of a sudden it just comes on and starts going, it's like on a crazy station, like this whole thing. Molly and I literally like dove into each other's offers. And then I literally just go, oh my gosh, I'm going to go over. I unplug it and it does it again.
How?
It is not, there was no power. And all of a sudden he goes,
how?
I don't know. And Molly goes, that is Mammy for sure. And I was like, it has to be. She was like, no, Mom, that is absolutely Mammy. And it just really felt like that.
I'm telling you, the ghosts, they really like to mess with the electrical and the lights.
So anyway,
I really think so.
And I like when that happens.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I think ghosts are nice. I like ghosts. I don't know why everyone's so freaked out by them.
Yeah, I think it would freak me out.
I think they're kind of cool.
Hi, this is Blair calling from Ottawa, Canada. I come from a close family, so I'm just curious about you guys. How often do you guys get together with all the siblings and Mama Tiff? You guys FaceTime every day. I know you guys are all busy in different parts of like the entertainment industry, but how often do you guys hang out and touch base as a fam? Love you guys.
Well, my mother here demands that I make a Los Angeles appearance once a month minimum. So I see her plenty.
Seriously. Yes. Brandy and I are in serious contact. I think really it's the girls. You know, the boys, they just do their thing. Brazen's married with a baby. Trace is out and about in Nashville and making music.
Getting phone numbers.
So literally the boys, it's hit or miss with them. Sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes I'm like, where are they? But the girls, we're all talking all the time and I'm a FaceTimer. I'm not a talk on the phone. I'm a FaceTime girl.
I was going to say me and Tizzle and Miley love a good three-way FaceTime. Love a good three-way FaceTime.
We totally do. And honestly, now Noah, like if Noah is ever even involved in a conversation and we're all taught, like she really looks at us like we're aliens. You know, she's like, yeah, okay. It's just hilarious.
I know.
Because she's so much younger.
Yeah. I know. But yeah, we talk a lot. I feel like, I don't know, I see my mom obviously a lot, but it's kind of hit or miss. I feel like it used to be holidays, you know, or kind of the one day a year that we were all together. But I mean, it's even sometimes now on holidays, it's tough to get everybody together. But again, I feel like you, me, Miley know it, like the girls see each other so much throughout the year. So the holidays aren't like, I feel like we felt like these holidays were like our one chance at being all together and seeing each other. But the more effort I feel like we've made to spend time together throughout the year, it makes the holidays not feel like such a desperate like thing to like,
agree.
All be together.
And honestly, it puts so much pressure too on the day or the weekend of like a holiday weekend or something.
It
really does. And I do love that it's just, and honestly, you know, when your kids are little, that's so important. And I do love it, you know, for the family to be together on the holidays. But I also love that we don't have the pressure because we just see each other so much. But yeah, we do talk a lot. That's for sure.
Sometimes a little too much.
Hi, this is Daniela calling from the island of Kauai. And I just wanted to say I appreciate so much that you guys have been talking about how much you love Kauai. Oh, I saw a whale off in the distance.
A whale?
I love her. Sorry, a little distracted. Yeah, it's been so awesome hearing about your guys' stay here and how much you love it. I'm sure I would love you right back if you moved here. You'll be in good company. I've told all my friends about this podcast, so you've got donors all the way out here in the middle of the Pacific. And, oh yeah, I had one thought about the little beautiful things, the Reese Witherspoon show that's coming out. So I think that's about Cheryl Strayed. It sounds very similar to her life story. She's the one that Wild was based off of. And I'm also a fan of that podcast, Dear Sugars. I don't think they record anymore, but it turned plural at some point, Dear Sugars, because she co-hosted with Steve Ullman. So yeah, just a little fun fact in case you didn't know that. That's a really good podcast worth listening to. And you guys are amazing. You make my week, and I'm so happy that you guys are back. Wishing you all the best. Aloha.
I love how she's like, oh, sorry, I saw a whale in the distance.
Some point in this lifetime of mine, I will have a place in Kauai. Like, it is very much like, I just loved it. I just loved it so much. I just, like, felt like I was supposed to be there. I always did, kind of. Mm-hmm. It was like just always my dream. I said, I just feel like I'm supposed to be in Kauai. And as soon as I got there, I just literally fell in love. Yeah. And you know what? I think it did love me back.
I agree. I think we should do our very first stoner meetup in Kauai.
Oh my gosh. And first of all, the first day I was there, we went into this local grocery and I met these two coolest girls there, and they had the best tattoos, and they were just, they just looked like they were very much my vibe. I was old enough to be, they're probably like in their late 30s, but I feel like we fit right in.
Yeah. You are so nuts.
I just loved it. I met friends.
No, late 30s.
I feel like I'm a very late 30s kind of girl. Now, I will say my hormones have me staying up later.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do stay up a little later. Yeah. That's about it, though.
How does Dom feel about that?
He stays up late too.
Yeah, so, he does. So maybe he likes it.
He does like it, but I don't, because I like going to bed early.
Well, I told you that Matthew McConaughey said on the podcast that one of his like key ingredients to success is 9.5 hours of sleep a night.
It's exactly 9.5 is what I like.
That's what he said.
I freaking agree. 9.5 hours is an absolute must.
You really got to listen to that podcast. I think you'd like listening to him talk about that stuff.
I'm going to love it. Do I need to have a book? Like, what's his called?
Yeah, he does. He does have a book. You absolutely should have a book. We've been talking about this for a while.
And it needs it's to about be. Time.
You could have a whole damn series of books.
Empty is a lifestyle.
That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking more of a tell-all.
Oh, no. I was thinking live by the rules of MT.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I will be. I'm coming along for your life's journey.
My Lord.
Is that good or not?
I don't know. Then you could also do like cooking with marijuana with MT.
I was thinking that. For real. We have to grow the marijuana.
I'm telling you.
We need to grow the marijuana. Then we need to cultivate it and cook with it and do all these fun things.
Yeah. I think you could have a whole series of books, a whole, you know, brand really.
Or do we get right to the show?
So yeah, stick to what you know.
Seriously. Right,
one more. Hey guys, my name is Sonia. I'm from New Hampshire. I love you guys so much. I'm a new listener to your show, to be honest, but I have a couple of questions. I know you guys are seasoned travelers and Tish, you're an amazing mother. During COVID, like everyone else, I've kind of been indoors and I've kind of been very isolated for most of my 20s now. But this year I have been traveling a little bit more and I have a couple of plans this summer to travel. But I have noticed that I get a little bit of anxiety when I'm like alone in the hotel room and it can be kind of like, okay, now what? I'm a little bored. How do I like overcome these feelings and like make the most out of my travel adventures? I'd love to hear your advice on how you like fully embrace it. I know, Tish, you have mentioned how you had to travel solo a lot, you know, not having a partner traveling with you, like you do now. And yeah, so I'm kind of just doing that now and it can be kind of lonely and it's fun, but yeah, I don't know. I love you guys. I wonder if you can help me out. Thanks. Bye.
Love a new listener.
Me too. And honestly, it just, it's hard, like traveling all the time alone, I think, you know, but I think the times that I let myself get in my head about that and would kind of stay in the room and feel sad or depressed, as soon as I would make myself get up and do things, it just changed everything. And I really didn't do that until like probably one of the last tours we were on. And like even in Kauai, it was like Brandy and Molly went to do things that I didn't go do. And I would actually take the car on my own and go in to Kauai and just shop by myself. And again, I think now being older, like I'm so much better at that. But I do think that you just have to kind of prepare your brain in a way to travel by yourself. I'm not an alone traveler. I'm too scared. I'm a big scaredy cat about everything, but I'm the same way about the hotel rooms.
I feel weirder about being in a hotel room alone than I do like flying alone. Like I'm fine to fly by myself. Like flying, going to the airport, totally cool. But I think because my piece of advice was get a travel buddy, get a keys. My best friend Kirsten, I take her everywhere. And I've gone so long having a buddy all the time, whether it's Kirsten or Val or my mom, that now like on the rare chance I do get my own hotel room somewhere or I am by myself, like it feels weird. Like I'll sit in there and be like it's hard to not feel like antsy or feel like you should be doing something. Like it's hard to just kind of like be in a hotel room, you know what I mean?
Well, especially when you like you comfort to sleep with home. Me all the time.
I know you do.
I try to get you to just not get two rooms.
The problem is you keep the thermostat at like 73 or 4, and that is just too hot for me. I feel like advice is like, yeah, you can get a travel buddy, but I feel like the right thing to advise anyone in this situation is to learn to be okay doing it alone. Like, I think like once you get over the hump of it being hard, you might actually start to enjoy it.
Because you and I both have friends that absolutely love traveling alone.
So I think it's similar to my advice to my mother when she, during the pandemic, when she was having a hard time living alone, I was like, I promise you, if you just get over the hard part of having to get used to being alone, you're going to start enjoying it. And did you? Yes,
so
sure
much.
Did.
I think it's the same thing. I truly loved it.
Yeah.
It was just like,
I love living alone. It's great.
I mean, you just like, do what you want, when you want. You, I mean, it's just
watch what you want, eat yeah. what you want, turn the lights out when you want,
seriously.
Sleep with the thermostat on, whatever you want. Like, it's great.
It is great.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I know. Oh, Lordy.
But anyway.
All right. Well, those were great questions. Thanks, stoners.
They were really good questions.
I was going to say, I love to know that, not that I don't love hearing from our recurring stoners. I think it's great that we have a bunch of diehards and we love you guys. But it's also really nice to hear that we are getting some new listeners. Maybe the word's getting out a little bit. Maybe the podcast is doing something. So make sure you're sharing Sorry We're Stoned with your friends, guys, fellow stoners or not stoners, like anybody you think would enjoy the podcast. We'd love to grow our little Sorry We're Stoned family. And keep calling in with your questions because we love Dear MT is our favorite segment of the week. And if you don't have that phone number, I'm going to give it to you right now. The number is 516-7-STONER. And you can call that number. You can leave us a message, anonymous or not, and we will play it on the podcast and answer your question. Tish might be too stoned to be taken seriously, or she might be clear-headed. You never know what you're going to get.
You don't.
You just never know.
I have on my Sorry We're Stoned t-shirt.
Oh, cute. We also have a merch store, everybody. I'm sure the link is somewhere on our Instagram account. It's definitely at my link in bio because I have a cute little thing now with a bunch of links in my bio. But we do. We have a couple pieces of merch. So if you really are a diehard stoner and need a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, then check it out. Tish does wear her merch a lot.
A lot. I love the crew neck you really sweatshirt. Do. Yeah, I wear it all the time.
So I love the crew neck sweatshirt.
I do. Well, I'm going to go finish Love
You got
is
any
Blonde.
Baked goods for... Oh, no baked goods for the stoners?
Oh, I thought you were booting me off and said we talked too long.
I mean, I like to end it with a little baked good action.
Okay,
you know
let
what?
Me check it
you
out.
You haven't bought shit.
Are you for real?
Yeah. It's all me, actually.
Oh, what'd you get?
Guys, this is not anything new or mind-blowing, I'm sure. Like, this is not news. But did you know that they make power strips with a flat plug instead of the ones that come, like, 4 inches off the frickin' wall?
Yes.
I did some moving around of some furniture this week, and I put a dresser by my bed, but it was, like, sticking out from the wall because I had one of those multi-plugs in the wall and was making it stick out. So I was like, I'm just going to go and see what Amazon's got. And they have power strips with surge protector that have a flat plug so my dresser can sit flush against the wall. Genius.
It's amazing. And my actual personal favorites, I did order not long ago. I also love this one that has the flat plug, but then the cord to the power strip is like flexible. Like it feels like a, looks, you know, it's like.
Oh, you did.
It's just not, it's like loose. It's like.
I know you're talking about. It's, I know you're talking
it's
about.
It's so much better. Trust me.
Malleable. I don't know if that's the right word, really, but anyway, I know what you're talking about.
Because some of those others, it's just annoying.
Yeah, I feel you. The other kind of cool thing I got were these heavy duty stick on wall hooks. It says they're for the shower bathroom, I guess kitchen it says too, but I actually bought them for my tack box because I needed some more hooks for my equipment at the barn. And they're just like, they're super chic, very modern. They're black. They're very pretty. And you don't have to drill holes in the wall because who wants to do that? So
but
in
we'll
the put heat
those up because are they really going to stick
I mean, we'll
there?
See. We'll see if they stand the test of time, but so far so good, and they just look so nice, and they were dirt cheap. So, and we'll post the link.
Okay, great.
Also, wow, this is lame, but you know, you can just never have too many pair of scissors lying around. It's just always something that you need. And I buy these 3-pack of scissors on Amazon for like $12 or something, and they're the best. They're the best scissors, and you just can't ever have too many pair laying around. You just always need scissors.
I'm picky about my scissors.
I really like these Amazon scissors.
Are they kind of heavy, like good quality?
They're good quality, but not too heavy, but they have like a soft grip, you know, they come in fun colors. They're like, they're good. We use them in the barn, so they got to be heavy duty to an extent.
Okay, I'm going to check them out. Because
okay.
I've got some scissors that aren't working for me.
See, scissors are important.
They're very important. And the ones that important. I like, I think are for poultry. I'm serious. I think that's why they're so sharp.
I have never seen you cut poultry in your life.
I haven't ever, not once in my whole life. But I do use them for everything else, and they're sharp.
I
do not cut poultry. I do not eat poultry.
That's too funny.
It's insane. But if you want to get some
that really
good
got
scissors,
me.
That's poultry scissors. It's so disgusting.
That was too good. It's disgusting. All right. Well, on that note.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Stoners.
We love y'all.
Love ya.
Bye.
You know what? I'm just crying. Loving this nail color. Ugh. It's not the best.
I gotta go. She's it. Losing me.
Modern pamper.
I would say they look great, but you're so freaking blurry. I can't even see you.
My God, why? Let me see this. What's this do?
I don't know, but I've got to get your shit set up when I get out there.
Okay, you'll do it next week.
You are so nuts.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.